morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. Hopefully it brings you a bit of peace and quiet during the day. I'm not noted for peace and quiet, but periodically I can stumble into it. I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of Luke, and this is Jesus moving along in his mission and deciding to pick some people that he's going to work extra hard on. I'd ask you now to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they come to us in the Gospel of Luke. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles, Simon, whom he also called Peter, and Andrew, his brother James, and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of John, James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level plain with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray. When was the last time that we went out to the mountain to pray? I mean, we all do our daily prayers, and we do prayers in times of need. Do we ever spend a whole night or hours in prayer? Just talking to God. It's amazing. I don't profess that I do it all that often, but periodically I get into that conversation. And the conversation is one where you ask the question, and then by some miracle you answer it. Where God is actually having a conversation with you, but it's coming from the Spirit, or it's coming from Christ, or it's coming from something you read, or it's just coming into your brain automatically, and you're sitting there saying, why couldn't I have thought of that before? We don't know how blessed we are that as we enter times where things are difficult and we're not sure what to do, that often we get an impulse, we get a brainwave, we get clarity, we get whatever you want to call it. And we think, oh man, we made it through that. We got it done and we did it right. And we don't take time to thank God, because God's the one that gave us the answer. We don't talk about that much. We don't want to admit that maybe God's more in our life than we think. That just maybe God's actually answering our questions. I know the experience, and I'm sure you've had it. I don't obviously equate everything to it, but there are times when things just seem to be going off the track, and then all of a sudden, there's an impulse that says, do this. And everything seems to correct itself. Or all of a sudden, I'm sitting here thinking, what am I going to do today? And in the top of my head, somebody's name comes into my head, and I make a phone call. And they are so glad that I called, because they had something they needed to talk and they didn't know who to talk to. Why? Why can't we put those down to God moments? Why can't we recognize that God is watching over us, and he puts us in places and sends us to places and tells us things and encourages us to do things that we sometimes question why? And how do you tell if it's from God? I'm not 100% sure, but most of the time I can tell, because when I start to do it, I feel good. I feel like I'm doing something right. And I know that this may not have been the place I wanted to be, and this may not have been the thing I wanted to do, but this is where God wanted me to be. So Jesus is on a mountain, and he's talking with God all night. All night. And then he comes down, and he picks 12 disciples, and he picks Judas Iscariot, and he knows exactly what Judas is going to do because that's part of the plan. But he picks 12 disciples to train deeper, to change their hearts, to get them closer to God, better understanding of who he is, show him what believing in God and believing in Christ can do for you and for others. And he worked with the 12. But if you notice, he says he came down and there were, it's called his disciples, and from them chose 12, which indicates there were more than 12. And then there was a great multitude there who had already heard about how great Jesus was and how he took care of things, and they all got healed. And we don't know what a great multitude is. Is it 100 people, 1,000 people, 500,000 people? We're not really sure. All we know is that they all got healed. Now, some would say, well, yeah, but how's that ever going to happen? I don't know. But, you know, I was blessed to be able to go to a couple of Billy Graham events here in Toronto. And every time I walked away from there, feeling loved, cared for, better, felt that somehow my soul had been purged and I was ready to move on. But, I listened to Billy Graham. I went to a bunch of, he had a yearly thing for training for ministers, and I went to a number of those. And it was always the same. You left with a lot of zeal and a lot of zest and a lot of, I got to get out there and get people convinced that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I got reinvigorated. Because with our daily lives and the ups and downs and comings and goings and challenges and breaks, and it just doesn't seem possible. And yet, I have to, and you have to sometimes force ourselves to step aside, sit down, and pray. And wait. And worry. But that's what it's about. Jesus treated those with unclean spirits. So what are unclean spirits? Well, let me tell you what I think they are. I think they're Satan at work inside of us, trying to distract us away from Jesus and our mission for him. And how easily we get caught up in it. The glory of it, that's something I've always wanted to do. Now I got a chance, but it's not the right thing. It's not where God wants us to be. It's not where we're supposed to be going. And so we reach out with what Satan has advised us to do